It is the morning after Neil Atkinson with Tim Smith and Mike Kearney to talk about last night's football matches and then to look ahead to tonight's football matches when there's a certain event happening at Anfield that everybody's very excited about. And it's not Liverpool at home to Chelsea, it's fair to say. Chelsea are relegated to the role of supporting actors for tonight's game at Anfield. We'll come on to talk about that because they do have their own business to attend to. But we will start off talking about last night's matches. And Mike Kearney, tonight could be one of the greatest nights ever to support Liverpool Football Club. The absolute opposite could be said of last night for Watford. It couldn't have gone worse from Watford's point of view, Mike.
What are they doing? It's a balmy place to be at the minute. You're just unsure, aren't you? If you're a fan of that, you're really unsure what's going on. It's sort of one of them. There's a trend in the Premier League at the minute, isn't there, where like teams can hover around the relegation zone, maybe a season or two on the bounce, and then eventually get it, or eventually just move away. You've seen it with Villa a few years ago, then they went down. But Watford were in an FA Cup final, literally in 2018, May of 2018.
2019, Mike. It was the last FA Cup final. Yeah, that's when they got beat 6-0. Yeah, that's how bad it's been.
It feels like it's been ages, doesn't it? But so there you go, last FA Cup final, and you know they were 10th, and they probably wouldn't. I think they finished round about the top 10 last year, but.
Yeah.
No, FA Cup final, they sort of fell off a little bit towards the end of the season because they were focusing on that. So that's how shocking it is then, isn't it? Because look, a good side, obviously didn't really get shot. I mean, it feels like City have just got them. 6-0 in the FA Cup final, 5-0 in the league in September, 4-0 last night. Probably could have been more. You've got a feel for Watford fans, don't you? But it's sort of one of them with the old owners have just don't know what to do. There's no clear set plan, and you're seeing it come to fruition in the league this season.